The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We are live, and we're live. Sunday, November 24th, 2013. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of the 2013 Survivor Series. Oh my God, I can't believe it's already the 2013 Survivor Series. It feels like just the other day it was the 1987 Survivor Series where Vince screamed out this.
It's the Survivor Series!
Oh man.
It's just a scream all the time.
He was a screamer.
Ew.
He was a screamer, all right.
He's very animated.
Anyways, welcome to the Survivor Series coverage. We're going to be on the air for the next 50 minutes or so as we preview this year's Survivor Series emanating from the TD Bank North Garden there in Boston, Massachusetts. And boy, oh boy, what a night we have in store. Of course, we'll be chatting live during the event when it hits the air at 11 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock, I should say. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll hit the air once again with a post-show recapping everything that has just gone down. Double A, as always, here on Coverage Sunday. I'll join by Tony C, Rage, and Surfer, who took advantage of the who claims that he goes on the air at 5:30 so that there's a buffer between.
And I gave you one.
You gave me 5 minutes.
Right.
What?
I didn't say I was giving you a half hour buffer. I'm saying like there's a little space between us so I don't go over and you don't get mad at me and yell at me. And wean me out.
Once again, this goes back to the thing that we should just set on a finalized time. But anyways, we won't talk about that. That's fine.
Thank you for allowing me to be creative in my freedom and everything.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you and the likes doing your comic book discussions. I listened in.
You get close to ready to read one.
I was eating some turkey, so. Some blackened turkey, sliced from the deli.
Honey?
No, blackened.
Oh, blackened, okay.
Yes, if you like spicy things, like I do. But anyways, it is that Thanksgiving Day tradition, though it's not Thanksgiving. It is the 24th of November, and it was Thanksgiving at one time on this day. And I've got an announcement. Because I'm going to use this program to make the announcement, because it is part of the Thanksgiving holiday. Let's just put it that way. So, November 24th, very important day, right? Not only is it the 2013 Survivor Series, and I'm sure other Survivor Series in years past have happened on this particular day, but also, November 24th in the past has also landed on a Thursday, in which we have celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday. Well, 30 years ago, on November 24th, it was Thanksgiving. And 30 years ago, a little event happened in Greensboro, North Carolina. That event was Starrcade. So tonight is the 30th anniversary of Starrcade, the granddaddy of them all, before WrestleMania. What was that?
I said no mention of it.
And, of course, no mention of it. But still, the granddaddy of them all, Starrcade. And the announcement is that we have confirmed it. Sunday night, December 22nd. My final broadcast of 2013 will be our 30th anniversary celebration of Starrcade, where not only we'll be discussing the event, but we will finally put to rest the battle between Lee and Tony C, Sting and Hollywood Hogan. We are going to watch Starrcade 1997 beginning to end.
Now, are you going to provide me
the controversy?
I've already procured the event in video format. Hold it.
Okay. The feud that's been bigger than the Hatfields and the McCoys.
And we will be streaming the event in its entirety on RantEMRadio.com. So mark it on your calendar. Sunday, December 22nd.
3 days before Christmas.
3 days before Christmas. It'll be the final broadcast that AA will have on this network for 2013. So it's going to be, we're going to cap off the year the right way.
With a bang.
With a bang. So, but yes, and in case you're wondering, SmackDown got a new theme song. But we'll talk about that on Tuesday.
That's what I was wondering. Because I thought when you said like it was a new theme song, I thought that was what was going to open up SmackDown.
I don't know. I don't think they've updated the video open. That's why. In case you're wondering, here's a small taste of the new SmackDown theme song. It grew upon me, you know.
Gotta keep my head up, never get that low, cause I'm living this life, now it's all I know, like, oh, it's a life I chose, so I keep my bread up like a CFO.
So, that's the new SmackDown.
I'm feeling that.
Now, there was a tweet that was released by the fine folks at CFO that said that there's a lot of music coming down the pike here in the near future.
Feeling that song.
Take that for whatever you want. Anyways, today we're here to discuss the Survivor Series.
Before you go on.
Yes.
With your permission.
Yes.
Now, since I wasn't around Tuesday to give my all-time Survivor Series team, can I give one?
Sure.
Okay. So my Survivor Series matchup.
Okay.
Would be the all-timers, captained by Bruno.
Okay.
Joined by Hogan.
Go ahead. We'll play the music in the background.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Uh-huh.
I don't like my name now. Who's after Bruno? How am I playing on his name?
Bob Backlund,
yes. And John Cena versus the multiple champs.
Okay.
Ric Flair, Captain.
All right.
Edge, Triple H, Bret Hart.
Okay.
How many was that? Four or five?
I think you're at three.
No. More than three.
You said Bret.
Ric Flair.
Rick
as Captain, right. Bret Hart, Triple H,
Edge 4.
Yeah, I need a fifth one. About this too.
Did you just come up with this on the fly?
Randy Orton.
Did you just come up with this on the fly?
No, I didn't just come up on the fly. Okay.
Sounds like it.
Vince, what do you have to say about that?
It's the Survivor Series!
Okay. With that, we bring in Jordan Cobb, who just got off the air trying to understand Surfer.
Hello, yes, I am here because I love the Survivor Series. In fact, I would say, I know SummerSlam is like the other big thing, but my favorite event outside of WrestleMania has actually always been Survivor Series. I have very fond Survivor Series.
I don't know about that. I'm partial to the Royal Rumble.
I can't blame you for the choice of the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble's a great event.
Right.
Well, I got a question for the room.
Go ahead.
In everyone's opinion, what's the best Survivor Series?
Of all time?
Of all time.
The event or...
Your druthers. With the best card, best main event, matches, top to bottom.
I'd say 01.
Yeah.
No. The best one.
I mean, mine's is during the invasion angle. That's why I liked it so much.
The problem is the Survivor Series is one of those events that it's either really good or really bad.
There's no medium.
And
the earliest one I remember seeing, speaking of Boston, mm-hmm. the earliest one I remember seeing was the 93 Survivor Series, where it was the All-Americans versus the, what was it called? Foreign Invasion, whatever, the team of Yokozuna and Ludwig Borga.
And the Orient Express, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I remember thinking for two reasons. One, hey, this is a pretty neat event. And two, what the hell is the Undertaker doing on a team representing America? He's representing the undead.
Well, here's the thing.
Undead Americans.
I have to. There's been more bad Survivor Series than good ones, I think.
Ooh. Oh no, I agree.
And
as much as I do love Survivor Series, I'll agree on that.
This is the 27th Survivor Series that we'll be dealing with. If I have to, if I have to give my druthers, I'd have to go with the 1991 Survivor Series, and I'll tell you why. That was not only did the event have Ric Flair's team against Roddy Piper's team, it also saw The Undertaker, 1 year after his debut, defeat Hulk Hogan to become the World Wrestling Federation champion. From there we got President Jack Tunney getting involved, and what became of that was this Tuesday in Texas.
If I had to take a favorite Survivor Series, what that comes to mind is 96. I really like the 96 Survivor Series.
From Madison Square Garden, debut of The Rock.
Yeah, from Madison Square Garden. We had matches like, we had Phineas, we had the Goodwins versus the team of Owen Hart, Rich Bulldog, Marty Jannetty, and Lee Cassidy. Oh, and we also had The Undertaker take on Mankind. And Mark Mayer, and the debut of the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock, or as he was known then, Rocky Maivia, Mark Mero, Jake Roberts, and the Stalker. Yeah, we thought that was a good idea.
I have to say that the key to that event, was the birth of the feud between Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That was the best match. The absolute best match. It is a great technical match. It is so fucking great. And I also really like the main event between Psycho Sid and Shawn Michaels.
Mm. All right.
That's the instance camera, when he hit Jose Lothario with the with the camera?
Yeah.
Well,
Jose took that bump that night.
We want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. I know we got Iron Man, Rex, William Morgan is in the chat room. And if you're listening to us live, don't forget to go into the chat room because we're going to be chatting over the course of the event in the chat room. And, of course, if you're listening to us on the go and you need match results as they happen, just follow us on Twitter at RantAmRadio. We'll be updating match results there. And, of course, full results on the website at the end of the night at RantAmRadio.com. I guess we need to go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what about the 99 Survivor Series when Austin got ran over?
But that's also when Big Show became champion.
Yeah, but that came out of that. Him getting ran over came out of nowhere.
Well, they had to write him off TV, and then the next year Triple H got turned over in a Lincoln Continental. You know, there's been the Survivor Series is
goofy ending to Survivor Series.
Of course, there's been a lot of look. There's been goofy moments in general. 2002, take you back to Madison Square Garden once again. Christopher Nowinski and Matt Hardy are in the ring having a moment when Big Papa Pump makes his debut.
Sadly. And there's a hardcore match between Victoria and Trish Stratus.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There was a hardcore match between women in wrestling and WWE.
There was cage matches with women in the WWE.
And on pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, hardcore match, like, wow. That's...
Yeah, but they had, the like, cage
well,
matches are formed.
The 2002 one is memorable for being, for two things, I think. One, a spectacular tag team match between Eddie and Chavo Guerrero versus Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit. I fucking love that match.
Lee is chiming in with his Survivor Series matchups. It's Roman Reigns, the Usos, and Samoa Joe. There's a theme running there. Versus and William Regal, Antonio Cesaro, Nigel McGuinness, and Doug Williams. Or they can swap out that team for AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels, Owen Hart, and Bryan Danielson. Now notice he used names that WWE would not use. But anyways. But yeah, well, let's get right on it because, boy, oh, boy, this pre-show is going to hit the air in about in about 10 minutes' time. And we've got about five matches to go over, so let's get right on it.
Five matches for 3 hours?
Yeah, well, you'll see why in just a second.
There's going to be a lot of fillers.
You'll see what's going to happen here. We kick things off with the kickoff. Kofi Kingston tries to get some retribution against The Miz. Let's go around the room and see what everybody's thinking and what everybody predicts. We'll start with Jordan Cobb since he's never around for these pre-shows. And Jordan, who do you think?
I'm trying to be more around for them. I got a life over here and I try.
There's nothing wrong with having a life.
Okay. Kofi Kingston versus The Miz. Miz's recent heel turn could give him some good points if he's, like, young and lean, could continue, like, his rise of being a heel. But I think there's a good chance of Kofi winning. I'll just say right now, I think it'll be The Miz.
Think it's going to be The
Miz? I'm going to go with Miz. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Miz. If they really want to sell this new heel turn of Miz's, I think they should do it with a victory. And I think this is the perfect way to do it.
Okay. Tony C.
I'm going with The Miz, because he's The Miz, and he's awesome.
Jackass.
You, Mark.
Don't ever call me a Mark ever again after that.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Everybody on this network
No, I'm talking about... I'm talking directly to Tony. Don't ever call me a Mark after that.
Okay, you creature.
Again, I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm fucking with you.
He's a Mark.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay, there we go.
Fucking Mark.
Anyways, Surfer.
Okay, you creature.
Surfer, put the turkey spread down and respond. Okay, Rage.
Oh, my God. All right, I guess I'll go with the Toad.
I was talking, but go ahead, Rage.
Okay, go ahead, Rage.
Oh, well, I'll go with the Toad. I mean, the face. I mean, Jordan said, if they're gonna try and sell this very terrible heel Miz, then
heel Miz is not terrible.
Yes, he is terrible. Heel Miz and face Miz is terrible, but whatever.
Heel Miz, main event, WrestleMania 27. Right?
Would you like him to go back to saying, hoorah?
Hoorah?
You just said that.
I'll go with the Toad over the Wildcat.
All right. personally, I have to give props to Kofi, because he spent the last three or four pay-per-views in the pregame with that look on his face like, I'm not wrestling. And he's finally getting into a match. So I'm going with Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, I felt bad.
He
had to spend his time at the table talking about other people wrestling.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, no.
I will admit that is embarrassing. I'm going with The Miz, though. Because now The Miz has got some newfound momentum. Now that, even though that all he did was walk away. And,
which is another reason why he should go with Kofi, because he has to get his revenge.
Right. But I want to see.
You know, Santana now got his revenge on Rick Martel.
I'm going to tell you something. I personally want to see, all right? I don't mind, you know, the main event feuds in wrestling, but it's been a long time since we've had a good, long, brutal mid-card feud.
You think this is going to be one of them?
No, I'm not saying that that's going to be one of them, but I'm just saying I would like to see a good mid-card feud. Like, it could be, you know, for example, let's say it was this one. I'm going to give you a perfect example. The feud that lasted a whole year. Lee almost died during the match. Kevin Sullivan versus Chris Benoit. The feud lasted a whole year. That was a mid-card feud. That's what I'm talking about. We need a good mid-card feud to hold the audience. None of this Curtis Axel versus Big E Langston for the Intercontinental title, and then, you know, come TLC in 4 weeks, the champion is facing somebody else.
Actually, the closest you've had to a kind of long mid-card feud was Edge and Matt Hardy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it has been a while since that.
So, but anyways, going on to the next match, it's where the Divas come in, and they will be going against each other in a traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match. The team of Total Divas versus Team WWE Divas, Natalya, Bria, Nikki Bella, Naomi, Cameron, JoJo, and Eva Marie versus AJ, Tamina, Caitlin, Rosa Mendez, Summer Rae, Oksana, and Alicia Fox. Whew! Tony C., we'll start with you.
I think the Bellas are going to be the survivors.
Well, there you go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, Tony C., who do you think?
My personal choice, if I had my druthers, Naomi and JoJo would be the sole survivors. But I know that's not going to happen.
I'm sorry, JoJo's a red shirt.
It doesn't matter.
And by the way,
no, she is the very definition of a red shirt. I mean, are we really going to miss her if she gets, like, relieved?
No, she's not getting relieved.
She's
going to be the first one eliminated. She's a red shirt.
Well, yeah, and also, the only reason she's still going to be around is that terrible fucking television show.
Well.
But my pick, who's going to be the sole survivor, is AJ. I think AJ and Tamina Snuka.
All right.
This evening.
What about Jordan Cobb? What does he think?
Okay. I think the Total Divas team will win. I think the Survivors will be Natalya and the Bellas. And you know what? I'm feeling actually confident about this. That if the Total Divas team loses, I will actually watch an episode of Total Divas and come back and report about it.
Okay. Rage.
Well, you know me. You know how much I hate that show. So I'm going with the WWE Divas, and AJ is going to be the sole survivor.
I got to make sure my DVR is set to record Total Divas tonight.
It's got to be perfect. Okay, I'll have to re-question doing the What Are You Reading show now.
Okay. Let's see. And, of course, the caller from the 706 area code. Who do you think is going to win this match?
Double A, man. It's Will. What's up?
Oh, what's up, William?
What's it's Will? Oh.
Yeah, he's calling in from his phone.
What? Yeah.
What's going on, William?
What's going on, what's going on, people?
No, not much, not much. Who do you think is going to win this match?
Caitlin. I said it last night, and I'll say it again. Caitlin, damn it. She spirits everybody.
Good.
Okay.
And she spirits everybody. It's going to be her, and Natalya is the last two. She's going to spirit Natalya and take the thing.
So they're going to have the Divas champion not win this match?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Nope.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I'm going with Team Total Divas.
Oh.
On this one, because
who's the sole survivor
on Team Total Divas? I think it's going to be Natalya.
Really?
So we'll have to see what happens. Now, going over to the men.
There's one of few people on Total Divas who can wrestle.
Yeah.
So.
Going over to the men's side on the Survivor Series Tag Team Elimination Match, it'll be the WWE Tag Team Champions Cody Rhodes and Goldust joining the Usos and Rey Mysterio versus The Shield, The Real Americans. So, we'll start with William Morgan on this one.
I'm going with the heels.
You're going with the heels.
We the people, baby. We the people.
Going with that. Okay. What about Rage?
I'm going with the Tea Party movement.
The Tea Party movement. All right. Tony
the people.
What about you, Tony C?
People.
I'm going with the heels as well, with Cesaro swinging everybody.
Well, he destroyed Cody on SmackDown, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cody
was going to take off. I mean, I thought Cody really was just going to start flying, you know, like a damn discus.
I thought he was going to start hurling all over the place.
It's like like the Gravitron, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Jordan Cobb.
I'm going to go with the faces on this one. I'm going Cody, Rhodes, Goldust, Usos, and Rey Mysterio.
Surfer?
Yeah, I'm going with the Dustins and Rey.
You're going with that.
Totally be their team name, the Dustin.
You're going with team face. Okay. And I'm going with the heels on this one. I'm going out with Antonio Cesaro being the sole survivor.
We the people.
So
we'll have to see what happens. Now we head over to Boston, Massachusetts right now as the pre-show currently hits the air. We're going to see what's going on over the TD Bank North Garden as we send it over to our friends Mick Foley, Booker T, and Bret the Hitman Hart, who's making his first appearance at the Survivor Series in 17 years. 16 years, sorry. Here we go.
Somebody's going to bring up number 7. I got a real funny feeling.
It is the second longest-running pay-per-view event on the WWE calendar. The 27th annual Survivor Series is now less than 30 minutes away, exclusively on pay-per-view. The doors to the sold-out TD Garden in Boston have just opened. The WWE Universe filing inside as we welcome you to Survivor Series kickoff. Streaming live at no charge, just like before every WWE pay-per-view event. However, tonight we are all in store for an education from an all-WWE Hall of Fame panel of experts. Hello, everyone. Josh Matthews with three-time WWE champion and New York Times best-selling author Mick Foley.
Josh, I would say...
Oh, my God. Mick Foley is sporting a Daniel Bryan look.
I have no right ear. Right here.
What, he's got his hair tied back?
No, he's got a ginormous beard.
He always has a beard,
but not a ginormous beard. It's great to be back in Boston for Survivor Series. I've been here before, and it's great to be back again. You know, Brett, you were actually a part of the very first Survivor Series back in 1987. You were also a part of the most infamous Survivor Series of all time.
It
took 2 minutes. What are you most
looking forward to here tonight? Oh, yeah. Championship match between the Big Show and Randy Orton. To me, this is going to be a
Cobra trying to take down a Mastodon. This is going to be a really unique experience. Ugh. It took 2 minutes for Josh to bring up the Survivor Series.
Okay, what is your stream from?
WWE.com.
Okay, because I'm on the website and I can't find the particular page.
Well, go to the Survivor Series page. That's normally where it would be.
Yeah. I'm at Survivor.
What's the over-under on how many times we're going to miss tonight?
I don't know. What's the over-under on how many times they're going to actually show a video from it?
I got 10.
That's a bit steep, but that's fine.
You think 10?
I think 10. WWE has a habit of going over stuff about their own history on their pay-per-view.
And Bret Hart. Pardon me.
And then on top of it, we're gonna have a lot of fillers tonight.
I don't know about fillers, but
I think JBL will probably bring it up.
It's possible.
JBL can.
Because he was there, you know.
Does anybody agree with me that JBL has just gotten awful on Raw?
He's overdoing it, you know?
Yeah. Come on, Michael.
But anyways, let's get back to our predictions here, and we'll cut in to the pre-show match here when it does hit the air. In a match that I certainly am looking forward to, and a man who has a lot on his mind as of late, CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan, versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper of the Wyatt family. Of course, Daniel Bryan dealing with a lot on his plate. Of course, we all remember back in the 1990 Survivor Series when Bret Hart had to wrestle the day after his brother passed away. Daniel Bryan is wrestling at this Survivor Series days after Asparagus the Wonder Dog passed away, his beloved dog that he has had for quite some time.
So, and he says,
based on reports, he is not handling the loss well.
Oh my God, get over it.
No, you know what, Rage? When you lose an animal, it can affect you.
Yeah, I got a dog right now, and that's all I love.
I don't know, maybe it's just because, I don't know, maybe just because I don't like dogs. I mean, I'm a cat person, so...
It's
all the same thing.
I love dogs.
It's all the same garbage.
Why can't we but like both dogs and cats?
Why can't we be friends?
Anyways. So, who are we going with this match? We'll start with Rage.
Wait, which match are we on?
Eric Rowan.
I remember now. I'll go with Punk and Daniel Bryan. I mean, you know what? No, I changed. You know what? No, scratch that. I'm gonna go with the Wyatt family. I feel that they're gonna extend this feud a little longer to maybe TLC or perhaps, I don't know, the Royal Rumble or something like that. So I'll go with the Wyatts on this one.
Okay. Surfer.
Going Punk and Bryan. They're gonna extend this feud by having them get beat down afterwards.
All right. William Morgan.
I'm going with Punk and Daniel Bryan.
All right.
Don't tell me I'm on an island on this thing. Come on now.
Not necessarily.
I don't think you're on an island. It's just the fact that I don't see where a win for the Hills in this particular match would help them. So.
Did I say Tony C? Tony C.
Seeing that I believe we're going to have a rematch of this next
month, I'm going with Punk and Brian.
Punk and Brian. And Jordan Cobb.
I'm going to go say I'm agreeing with Surfer. The feud will be extended by Pete Dunne and the Wyatts after CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are victorious.
Ooh, I'm the lone wolf. Nice.
I haven't picked yet.
Oh, go ahead.
I haven't picked yet. I am going with Eric Rowan and Luke Harper.
Oh.
And I believe they're going to give it. They're going to take it to CM Punk and Daniel Bryan tonight, and they're going to get their retribution December 15th at TLC. So we'll have to see what happens. Tonight. Now, of course, Mick Foley looks like he needs to scratch his beard because I got to tell you. let me speak on beards for 1 second.
Oh God.
I didn't trim my beard for a couple of months. It was scratchy as hell. I trimmed it up yesterday. I've never felt better. And
my beard is itching.
I tell you, those beards can be something else. You know, but anyways, we've got. I never understood the half and half face paint for the Usos. I understand that it's.
What did he say?
Well, let's pipe in the audio.
You ready, Dustin?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Cody?
I'm ready.
I'll tell you what. We look ready. I'll tell you what else. I think your parents, your pops, and your pops, two of the WWE greatest legends in history, are going to be very proud. Because we all know what a victory means tonight at Survivor Series.
Guys, it's not about five individuals trying to win.
No, tonight we go out there as a team that needs to survive.
Team.
There.
Here we go. I'm down.
Time
to shine, baby.
Yep.
Oh, man, Ray, you've gotten cheesy on me.
Yep, very cheesy.
Yeah, how tall is Ray again?
5'5". I'll never forget the promo on Nitro when he talked about Kevin Nash. He goes, Kevin Nash is going to pick on... This was in 1997. You know, how can Kevin Nash pick on me? He's what, Gene? 7'4" or 7'1", 350 pounds. Me, 5'5", 150 pounds.
Because everybody else standing there is like 6'2" or taller. And you got Little Red.
Yeah. Ray, Ray's, you know, I don't know who joked that Ray was El Torito, but you know, he ain't far off.
Sin Cara was Torito.
No. Sin Cara is a tall guy.
Yeah,
Sin Cara is pretty tall. Yeah,
I mean he's not enormous, but you know he's a
tall
guy.
Where is Sin Cara? Is he on the IR still?
He was never on injury reserve. He's on visa issues. Reserve. Because when they toured Mexico, he wrestled. You know?
Can I have breaking news, Ray? The Cowboys just beat the Giants, so suck that.
Well, there you go. My brother must be happy.
Cowboys just beat the Giants, good. I don't like the Giants anyway, so fuck you too.
What was that, William?
You guys aren't happy to see Ray back?
No, not really.
Hello?
Not really.
Okay, by the way, as I'm speaking with football, I'm okay with a tie, if there was any other thing. But the fact that my Green Bay Packers play with the Minnesota Vikings personally disgusts me.
Well, we've got...
I need to take a shower after we do this show, because I just feel so raw.
Anyways,
I'm glad my pain amuses you. I hope your team. You know what? I hope your team. Are you a Cowboys or Giants fan?
I'm a Patriots fan.
The Cowboys just won.
You know what? Dude, I hope the Patriots tie with the Broncos. Suck that,
Jordan. Bite your tongue, man.
Anyways, we're talking to Renee Young is now talking to CM Punk, who's debuting a brand new T-shirt, I should say. Daniel Bryan looking like his dog didn't die, but still. They're gonna have an interesting night. That's for damn sure. You know. Hold on.
You know they haven't humiliated Renee Young yet. They must take her.
They like her a lot. They really like Renee Young a lot.
Because usually when you do that interview thing, at some point you get humiliated.
You get hazed. No, they like Renee Young a lot.
She ain't
Mike McGurk, you know. She ain't Mike McGurk. Okay. We all remember how Mike McGurk used to get tormented by Bobby Heenan all the time.
What the hell they like her so much?
Because she's good at what she does.
What's wrong with her? I mean, she's all right. I mean, you know.
What's wrong with her?
She's cool to me.
I mean, I don't have a problem with her. She's all right. She's not all that.
No, but they like her, especially that she was able to hang with William Regal and actually call some matches down at NXT. Come on.
I mean, she's fuckable.
Well, we're about to get into the meat and potatoes of this pay-per-view.
Yeah. Anyways, we've got two matches to go, and I'm waiting for this damn pre-show match to kick off. That's why I haven't gone into the other two matches yet.
I'm waiting for the commercials.
You're waiting for the commercials.
I'm accustomed to my pre-game show having a commercial.
Well, that's during the match. You know? Anyways, let's remind everybody who's listening to us live to stick around in the chat room. A source of viewing has been provided to you in the chat room, so you could definitely check out that. It's above the text box there in the chat room. Also, chat with us during the event. Stay in the chat room, but if you can't and you want to get match results as they happen, follow us on Twitter at RantEMRadio. Let's send it over to Boston right now, as I believe the kickoff match is about to go underway. And here comes Kofi Kingston. Well, let's hear what they got to say, and then I'll call the match.
Survivor Series kickoff show. We're going to show you what we're talking about in just a few moments. But Kofi's tag team partner, Miz, left him high and dry this past Monday night on Raw.
Awesome! And his opponent, from Cleveland, Ohio, weighing in at 221 pounds, The Miz!
And there is The Miz, who this past Monday night on Raw actually teamed with Kofi Kingston in tag team action against the Real Americans. I'm going to show you what happened toward the end of this match. And Kofi Kingston putting on one heck of a fight against Jack Swagger and company.
Okay, so now as they recap what happened this past Monday on Raw, we're going to see if this is an interesting match. You know? We're going to see. And we're going to see if the month I took off to go to Hell in a Cell, my match calling chops are still up to par. Because, you know, you miss one month, and then all hell breaks loose. In fact, you let Surfer host, and then I'm kidding, Surfer.
Hey, it's your fault.
Hey, I have the right to go to a pay-per-view, you know. Anyways, referee Chad Patton, we're calling for the bell as we kick things off here at the Survivor Series. The Miz asking for a handshake from Kofi here, and Kofi hesitant to really shake the Miz's hand, and he does, and the Miz actually he acquiesce. He didn't do anything. Collar and elbow tie up.
This heel turn for the Miz is skyrocketing him.
What was that?
Back to. And all of a sudden, his heel turn for the Miz could skyrocket him back to the main event.
See what he does in the ring. Just wrestling don't make you a heel. You got to do heelish things. You got to poke people in the eye and kick people in the nuts.
Well, let's see. That's why he shook Kofi's hand, right?
He needs to go into the audience and kick a 5-year-old in the head.
Well, I don't know about that. Nice crucifix from Kofi. 1-2. Roll up with the Miz.
So far, he's wrestling. He's not, like, you know, hitting.
They're like good back and forth near falls. 1-2. And Kofi gets out, and the Miz with the long shaggy hair now.
They want to kiss.
You know, I guess the hair is to promote a Miserable Christmas, which or the ABC movie that debuts this Tuesday at 7 o'clock on ABC Family. Another near fall after the backslide. The Miz going up to Kofi, monkey flip. Kofi lands on his feet.
Ain't nobody watching that bullshit.
Atomic drop into the figure four.
Let's get a tie and they walk off holding hands.
Trouble in paradise almost from Kofi. And
he got it with the end of the game.
Why can't we? Exactly. Clothesline to the outside.
What if Kofi turned heel tonight?
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
How many of
that
would be something if
awesome. Kofi to speared into the Miz on the outside as the Survivor Series continues right after this short timeout. Are they going to break right now? Yeah, they did. They went to break.
Can Kofi Kingston be here with his current look though? Wouldn't he have to change his look a little bit?
Not really. You can
it's
be
not
a bad
look. Is what you do in the ring.
A lot of badass.
Come out with a hood.
No, that's too thuggish.
Okay? That's punk standing. Okay.
I think he would need to change his look a little bit. Not much. Got my commercial on, folks.
Congratulations. Are you happy?
Yeah.
I'm happy.
The pay per view we're going to watch anyway.
You know, I am happy. I'm finally getting a math blog. I'm going to be seeing my girlfriend soon, and Doctor Who has a 50th
anniversary special. I don't know if that had anything to do with the Survivor Series, but all right, whatever.
Okay, so we have.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
So we have another pay-per-view in 2 weeks?
We've got another pay-per-view in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from tonight.
We've had two pay-per-views in a week.
And I agree with nobody. What the hell is Kofi doing?
We had the nice pay-per-view. We had Thursday's free pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The free pay-per-view on Thursday. But anyways.
Like, someone actually watched that.
Double A, why I got you on the phone, and I've never asked your opinion on this, so we talk about it on the call-in show all the time. I want to get your opinion. What is your opinion on Magnus, sir?
Magnus?
Yes, sir.
He's all right. I like him. I don't have a problem with him, but that's TNA. The hell with it. We'll do that another day.
I just want to ask.
That's TNA. Anyways, back to Kofi and the Miz. The Miz... given the boot to Kofi Kingston on the outside, who's now laying on the apron. The big boot, Kofi, just laying out. Kofi, a native of Boston, Massachusetts.
Kofi, a native. See, look. I know. Look,
you mean to tell me he's not from South Africa?
He's not from South Africa.
He was born. Listen,
he was from West Africa.
He was. Hold it. Stop. Hold it. One at a time. One at a time. Jordan.
How are we going to decide what to get on our pizza?
Okay. Jordan.
All right, West Africa is not Africa. West Africa is down there, those islands with the West Indies and the West Africa and all that stuff, right?
He ain't from there.
Listen to what I'm going to tell you guys. He was born in Ghana, but he was raised in Boston.
Brothers
can be from Boston.
There you go. Christmas Bounty this Tuesday at 7 p.m. And for those of you that opted to watch the American Music Awards tonight, shame on you. Anyways.
Okay, guys.
Pitbull's hosting.
Oh, yeah. What a great reason to watch.
Kofi Kingston with a Boston accent.
He doesn't have one. Nobody. If you don't... I don't want to get into that roll up. Kofi did the double stomp onto the Miz's puss.
He doesn't say clam chowder.
Yeah, he doesn't say that. Bret Hart trending now on Twitter.
What the hell? Yes. I'm with you, nobody. What the hell is Kofi wearing?
He's wearing blue tights. Anyway, Chad Patton calling for the 10 count now. And as Kofi and The Miz both get to their feet at the same time, or at least they're trying to, both to the to a standing position, Kofi taking it with the chops now to The Miz. Drop kick. Boy, it sounds like just like old-time radio, doesn't it? Anyways, clothesline to The Miz. Kofi getting... He's hulking up it, so to speak.
He's feeling it.
Here we go. Here's the boom drop. And now Kofi calling for to go to the top rope. Or no, he's calling for trouble in paradise.
He's going to miss.
And he's going to miss, and The Miz will hit him with the figure four leg lock. Probably trouble in paradise. He misses. The Miz.
Skull crushing finale.
Roll up. 1, 2. And now The Miz. The Miz hit him with a neck breaker into a... Let's see.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
1, 2. Kofi with the near fall. And it's a good back and forth. Solid match here for the crowd in Boston who are just waking up now. As you can hear the roar of the audience.
Still in this thing.
Okay. Anyways. Kofi to the corner. The Miz with the stun gun.
Nutbuster.
And
setting
him up, Kofi holding the knee, setting up for the figure four, small package, 1, 2.
This is so disrespectful. This is so disrespectful to Ric Flair.
Boom. Ow. No, it's not. Anyways, kick to the Miz.
Yes, it is, because he does it real.
Doesn't matter.
Ric Flair did
a disrespect.
1, 2, high cross body, near fall. Go ahead, Surfer.
Ric Flair didn't invent the figure four, so he don't have total claim to it.
I know, but still, he does a terrible figure four.
He does.
Terrible.
Speaking of disrespect, the freaking Dolph Ziggler disrespected Jeff Jarrett's strut.
Well, that's another kick to The Miz. How many more of these can The Miz take?
Will Jeff Jarrett be able to get up?
Oh, The Miz ducks. Here we go. Skull crushy. Inside out. Roll up 1, 2. Another roll up 1, 2. The Miz on top. 3. He got the 3 count. The Miz wins.
Here is your winner, The Miz.
I'm 1 for 1 tonight.
Yeah. I'm 1 for 1 as well.
The brothers are 0 for 1.
I am 0 for 1. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the brothers are old.
Biggie Langston will pull it out.
Biggie Langston will make it 1-on-1.
Well, there you go. The Miz. The Miz victorious.
Turn heel.
Who called it?
Do it,
Kofi. All right. We got to settle down here. We only got a few minutes left. Let's get right back to the action here. World Heavyweight title will be on the line. Boston's own John Cena defends against Alberto Del Rio. We'll start with William Morgan. Go ahead, William.
I got Cena.
You're going with Cena Rage.
I'm going with Cena.
Oh! Yes!
And The Miz, Kofi just slapped The Miz right in the face. He just paintbrushed him.
Yes, sir.
And
it's the beginning. It's the beginning.
Yeah, that's not a heel turn, though.
It's the beginning.
Anyways, Surfer.
Cena.
You're going with Cena. Jordan Cobb.
Cena.
And what about you, Tony C?
Super Cena.
Super Cena. I'm going with Del Rio via disqualification.
Same thing. The only thing that can beat John Cena is that chicken spread you ate the other night, Double A. That's the only thing.
The only thing that can beat John Cena is John Cena himself.
I mean, my goodness.
Well, anyways, we'll save that for another day. Anyways, main event... Main event, WWE title will be on the line, Randy Orton, the Viper, against The Big Show. We'll start with Jordan Cobb on this one.
Oh, I'm so sick of seeing that goddamn title on Randy Orton, Big Show.
You're going with The Big Show. What about you, sir?
That's my upset tonight. Big Show is my upset tonight.
What about you, Surfer?
Excuse me. I'm going with Triple H.
Triple H?
Triple H.
Tony C.
Somehow he's going to be the only winner of this match tonight. We're not going to win. And I guess Orton will walk away with the belt.
Tony C.
So you're going with Orton.
Yeah. He's the one with okay. Anyways, Tony C. We're running short on time. Tony C.
I'm going with the sentimental pick, Big Show, but I wouldn't be surprised if Orton won by disqualification.
Rage.
I'm going with the upset.
I'm going with the Big Show. Turning on Randy.
What is that upset?
Wait a minute. Turning on Randy Orton and joining the Authority. So, anyway, stick around.
Hey, I real quick. I have Randy Orton winning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. Randy Orton. Anyways, real quick, stick around in the chat room if you're listening to us live. Be a part of the chat. Methods of viewing have been provided for you. Of course, if you can't and you want to get match results as they happen, Rant EM Radio on Twitter and, of course, also on Facebook.
Booker T needs to take his hair out of that bun.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like Wheezy Jefferson from 1973. Anyways,
like fake ass Erykah Badu.
Anyways,
apparently on him.
Anyways,
not to say it don't work on people, but it don't work on Booker T.
11 o'clock. We'll be back on the air with the post show, recapping everything that went down, and of course, you can call into the post show 954-889-7268, and of course, we'll talk about everything that happened at the Survivor Series and much, much more. So, for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, for William Morgan, Jordan Cobb, Rage, Tony C, Surfer, I'm AA. Enjoy Survivor Series. We'll see you in 3 hours, everybody. Peace.